This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Onivide. Active ingredient, S. Nanoliposomal irinotecan, 4.3 mg per milliliter concentrate for solution for infusion. This leaflet provides important information about using Onivide. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Onivide. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Onivide? Onivide is an nanoliposomal formulation of irinotecan, which means that the active substance irinotecan is contained in tiny lipid, fatty particles called nanoliposomes. Irinotecan is an anti-cancer medicine that belongs to the group of topoisomerase inhibitors. It blocks an enzyme called topoisomerase I, which is involved in the division of cell DNA. When the enzyme is blocked, the DNA strands break. This prevents the cancer cells from multiplying and growing, and they eventually die. The nanoliposomes are expected to accumulate within the tumor and release the medicine slowly over time, thereby decreasing the rate at which the irinotecan is removed from the body and allowing it to act for longer duration. Onivide is used to treat pancreatic cancer. For patients whose pancreatic cancer has not been previously treated, Onivide is used in combination with other cancer medicines called oxaliplatin, 5-fluorouracil and leucovorin. For patients previously treated by gemcitabine, Onivide is used in combination with other cancer medicines called 5-fluorouracil and leucovorin. This medicine belongs to a group of medicines called dantineoplastic or cytotoxic medicines. You may also hear of these being called chemotherapy medicines. Onivide works by killing cancer cells and stopping them from multiplying. It will be given in combination with other anti-cancer medicines. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. There is no evidence that it is addictive. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. What should I know before I use Onivide? Warnings. Do not use Onivide if you are allergic to irinotecan or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Tell your doctor before you are given Onivide if you have any other medical conditions, such as have or have had liver, kidney, lung, or heart disease, have previously been treated with radiation therapy, have difficulty urinating, plan to have a vaccination as some vaccinations may not be given during chemotherapy, have chronic inflammatory bowel disease, have a bowel obstruction, a blockage that keeps food, liquid, gas, and stool from moving through the intestines in a normal way. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Like most cytotoxic medicines, Onivide is not recommended for use during pregnancy. If there is any need to consider this medicine during your pregnancy, your doctor will discuss with you the benefits and risks of using it. Prior to taking this medicine, talk with your doctor about the possible risk with this medicine and the options that may preserve your ability to have children. During treatment with Onivide, and for 7 months after you cease treatment with Onivide, you should choose a suitable effective birth control method to prevent pregnancy during this period. Males should use condoms during treatment with Onivide, and for 4 months thereafter. Do not breastfeed if you are taking this medicine. The active ingredient in Onivide may pass into breast milk, and there is a possibility that your baby may be affected. The safety and effectiveness of Onivide in children under 18 years has not been established. If you are not sure whether you should be given this medicine, talk to your doctor. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Tell your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse if you are already having or have recently had chemotherapy and or radiotherapy or treatment with the antifungal medicine fluciclazine. Some medicines may interfere with Onivide and affect how it works. Medicines that may increase the effect of Onivyde include grapefruit juice, ketoconazole, itraconazole, or voriconazole, medicines used to treat fungal infections, clarithromycin, an antibiotic medicine used to treat bacterial infections, indinavir, lopinavir, nelfinavir, ritonavir, saquinavir, atazanavir, medicines against HIV infection, tilaprevir, a medicine used to treat a liver disease called hepatitis C, nafazidone, a medicine used to treat depression, sad mood, gemfibrozil, medicine used to treat high fat levels in the blood. Medicines that may reduce the effect of Onivyde include phenytoin, phenobarbital, or carbamazepine, medicines used to treat convulsions and falls, rifampicin and rifaputin, medicines used to treat tuberculosis, St. John's wort, a medicine used to treat depression and sad mood. Other medicines to be careful of: laxatives, as they may increase the chance of having diarrhea with Onivyde. Fluid pills for blood pressure, as they may increase the chance of dehydration due to vomiting or diarrhea with Onivyde. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Onivyde. You may need to take different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to use different medicines. Your doctor or pharmacist or nurse will have more information to be careful with or avoid while taking this medicine. How do I use Onivyde? How much to take / use? You should be treated with Onivyde by a doctor who is experienced in treating patients with cancer. Treatment will normally take place in a hospital because of the need for hospital facilities and skilled personnel. Before you start treatment with Onivyde pegylated liposomal, if you have been previously treated with a medicine called gemcitabine, your doctor will perform blood tests or other medical examinations to determine the best starting dose for you. You will need to have blood or other tests during treatment so that your doctor can monitor your blood cells and assess how you are responding to the treatment. Your doctor may need to adjust the dose or your treatment. It is likely that your doctor will give you one or more medicines before administering Onivyde to help stop you vomiting or feeling sick after the treatment. You will probably also have blood tests before each treatment. How much to take / use? Your doctor will decide upon the doses you will receive. This depends on your condition, body weight and other factors and other chemotherapy medicines you are being given. When to take / use Onivyde? Onivyde must only be given by healthcare professionals trained in administering anti-cancer medicines. Onivyde may be given in combination with other medicines. Several courses of Onivyde therapy may be needed depending on your response to treatment. Additional treatment may not be repeated until your blood cell numbers return to acceptable levels and any uncontrolled effects have been controlled. How Onivyde is administered? Onivyde is diluted with saline or dextrose and usually given as an infusion, drip into a vein over 90 minutes, and is followed by an infusion of other medicines. If your cancer has not been previously treated, after you have been given Onivyde you will be given three other medicines called oxaliplatin, leucovorin, and 5-fluorouracil. If your cancer has been previously treated with a medicine called gemcitabine, after you have been given Onivyde you will be given two other medicines called leucovorin and 5-fluorouracil. The treatment will be repeated every 2 weeks. You may receive pre-medication against nausea and vomiting. If you have experienced sweating, abdominal cramping, and salivation together with early frequent and liquid stools in previous treatments with Onivyde, you may receive additional medicines before Onivyde to prevent or reduce this in the following treatment cycles. Ask your doctor if you want more information about the dose of Onivyde and the other medicines you will be receiving and how they are given while you are being treated with Onivyde. What should I know while using Onivyde? Things you should do. Keep all appointments with your doctor and always discuss with your doctor any problems during or after treatment with Onivyde. Call your doctor straight away if you experience diarrhea. Diarrhea is a common side effect of Onivyde. If untreated, severe diarrhea can be life-threatening. Your doctor will prescribe loperamide, a medicine to treat diarrhea for you to take in case you get diarrhea after treatment. You should start taking loperamide when you first have poorly formed or loose stools or have more frequent bowel movements than you would normally expect. You must tell your doctor if you cannot get diarrhea under control within 24 hours after taking loperamide. You should not take loperamide for more than 48 hours. Also tell your doctor if you develop a fever in addition to the diarrhea. In these cases, your doctor may give you antibiotics. If the diarrhea or fever persists, you may become dehydrated and need to go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital for treatment. This medicine can lower the number of white blood cells and platelets in your blood. This means that you have an increased chance of getting an infection or bleeding. You may need to take antibiotics if there are changes in your blood tests indicating a lack of white blood cells. Symptoms of this may include frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. If this persists, you may need to go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital for treatment. If you have severe stomach cramps, you may need to be treated with antibiotics. If you become pregnant while you are being treated with this medicine, tell your doctor immediately. Talk to your doctor if you need more information about this. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Onivyde. Things you should not do. Do not start taking any other medicines, prescription or not, without first telling your doctor. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Onivyde affects you. Looking after your medicine. Onivyde is stored in a refrigerator, 2 to 8 degrees Celsius, protected from light. It must not be frozen. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. When to discard your medicine. Do not use Onivyde after the expiry date, which is printed on the label after the word EXP. The expiry date refers to the last day of that month. Are there any side effects? Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are being given Onivyde. Onivyde, like all other medicines, may cause unwanted side effects. Side effects are very common with anti-cancer medicines such as Onivyde, and they may be serious. You may need medical treatment if you get some of the side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following lists of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Tell your doctor as soon as possible if you experience any side effects, including any effects not listed below. Tell your doctor immediately if you get any of the following side effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Immune system. Swelling under the skin, angioedema, and, or symptoms of possible anaphylactic/anaphylactoid reactions such as sudden shortness of breath, flushing, headache, tightness in the chest or throat during the infusion, or shortly after it. Severe allergic reactions may be life-threatening. The infusion may need to be stopped, and you may need to be treated or observed. Infections. Fever, chills, and signs of an infection, as this might require immediate treatment. Gastrointestinal. Severe persistent diarrhea, liquid and frequent stools. The above side effects may be serious. You may need urgent medical attention. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor immediately if you get any of the following side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Infections. Increased risk of infections, including severe infections. Fungal infection of the mouth. Infection related to the administration of the product into a vein. Whole body inflammation caused by infection. Infection of the parts of the body that collect and pass out urine. Fever. Blood. Anemia, which may make you weak and lightheaded or may cause you to faint. Reduction in white blood cell numbers. Low platelets in your blood. Metabolism related. Loss of body fluid, dehydration. Low blood sugar. Decrease in some salts, electrolytes in the body. Gastrointestinal. Diarrhea, loose or watery and frequent stools. Nausea and vomiting. Dry mouth. Difficulty in swallowing. Disease where stomach acid rises up into the esophagus, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Inflammation of the stomach and the gut, gastroenteritis. Pain and inflammation of the bowel causing diarrhea, enterocolitis, gas, swelling in belly. Indigestion. Constipation. Loss of appetite. Nervous system / psychiatric. Headache. Pain, numbness, burning and tingling in the arms and or legs. Peripheral neuropathy. Numbness, tingling, pins and needles of the hands and or feet. Paresthesia. A syndrome called cholinergic syndrome with sweating, salivation and abdominal cramping. Sleeplessness. Toxicity altering the nervous system. Unpleasant and abnormal feeling when touched. Shaking. A change in the sense of taste. Eye. Blurry vision. Ear. Dizziness. Heart. Rapid heartbeat. Vascular. Low blood pressure. Blood clots. Swollen and or inflamed veins in the low gut area. respiratory, hiccups, inflammation of the nose and throat, nosebleed, voice impairment and shortness of breath, skin, hand-foot syndrome, redness, swelling, and, or pain on the palms of the hands, and, or the soles of the feet, dry skin, skin eruption, darkened areas of skin, hyperpigmentation, itching, sore mouth and lips, unusual hair loss, musculoskeletal, muscular weakness, muscle pain, abnormal muscle contractions, kidney-related, sudden problems with the kidney function, test results, increased or decreased liver enzymes in laboratory tests, abnormal changes in blood protein levels in laboratory tests, general tiredness and generalized weakness, weight loss, abnormal fluid retention which results in swelling. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Onivide contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Irinotecan hydrochloride trihydrate. One vial contains 43 mg irinotecan as sucrosophate salt. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Disterol phosphatidylcholine, DSPC. Cholesterol. Sodium methoxypeg 40 carbonyl disteroyl phosphatidylphenylamine, MPEG 2000 DSPE. 4,2 hydroxyethyl 1 piperazine phenacylphenic acid, HEPS, sodium chloride, sucrosophate, and water for injections. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Onivide looks like. Onivide is a sterile white to slightly yellow opaque dispersion in a glass vial and needs to be diluted prior to using a needle no larger than 21 gauge. Onivide is registered on the Australian Register of Therapeutic Goods, OSTAR 263184. Who distributes Onivide? Onivide is distributed in Australia by Servier Laboratories, OST, Pty Ltd, Level 4, Building 9, 588 A Swan Street, Burnley, Victoria 31211. Onivide is a registered trademark of Ipsen Bioscience Inc. and is used under license. This leaflet was prepared in March 2024.